WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Nostalgia is the best embalming fluid known to man. It's a way of making what's gone look rosier and cuter and gentler than it ever did in life. Lately, we've all been watching the 60s get thus embalmed. The fetching nostalgia of the Big Chill and the Wonder Years and every play on Broadway with a Motown soundtrack. These things make the 60s look harmlessly dopey and quaint. All that idealism, all that hair. It was all so funny, wasn't it? And now we're sadder and wiser and we've outgrown that stuff. Well, perhaps. But True Believer is an action thriller that turns 60s nostalgia on its ear. It's a razor-sharp wise guy of a movie, a brainy film, but one that never wears its intellect on its sleeve. James Woods plays Eddie Dodd, a celebrated lawyer of the 60s, the kind of guy who would get arrested marching with the Black Panthers and then find the technicality that would set them free. But the year is 1989, and Dodd's salad days are long gone. By the time his new assistant, gracefully played by Robert Downey Jr., finds him, he's got himself a grungy Greenwich Village office, and his specialty is defending the scum of the earth. And getting them off on technicalities, too.
What we're attempting to do here is to check the government's attempt to abridge our civil liberties.
I know that.
Through the use of informants, eavesdropping, unreasonable searches and seizures.
Right. You're right. I've helped acquit a coke dealer. A speed dealer.
I specialize, Roger.
An angel dust dealer.
I'm not a kid anymore.
A speed manufacturer.
So get a job on Wall Street.
I came to New York to work for Edward Dodd, but I just can't believe that Edward Dodd has nothing better to do these days than invoke exalted legal issues to get off guilty little...
It's not that Eddie Dodd has lost his idealism. It's that he, like so many 60s survivors, has let the tendencies of the Reagan years misdirect it. He's doing the wrong things for the right reasons. And then a kind of miracle happens. His new assistant gets him to look into the case of a young Korean convicted 8 years ago of a Chinatown gang murder. Dodd visits the Korean in prison and to his own astonishment finds himself staring at that rarity, an innocent man. At that moment, the true believer in Eddie Dodd is reborn. What follows, though, is not a lecture, but a swift, gritty, suspenseful, and gorgeously shot action movie. A movie about a ruined man trying to save his soul by rewarding another man's innocence. In outline, that's not an unusual plot for a courtroom drama. In fact, The Verdict had virtually the same story. But True Believer feels more honest and less manipulative. The director, Joseph Rubin, has a camera style that's at once voluptuous and joltingly fast. And he's working from a fleet and sassy script by Wesley Strick. In short, True Believer is just plain fun to watch. The performances couldn't be better. Besides Downey, there's Margaret Colin, who has a wonderful sexy slyness as Dodd's other assistant. There's Kurtwood Smith, who made a memorable villain in RoboCop and makes an equally nasty DA here. And above all, there's James Woods, giving a shot-from-guns performance that manages to expose the subtlest doubts and quavers in Eddie Dodd without ever slackening the pace. Woods is the sort of actor who, at his best, can make you hear the humming of his brain. And True Believer makes a great showcase for him. It's the product of a lot of gleefully humming brains.